Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, Dr. Hunter, you still with us?
Yes, sir, I'm with y'all. Go right ahead.
Hey, man, Dr. Hunter, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful word today. I just, my special prayer request today, man, is that as we all celebrate Friday, as we all reflect back on a life of Jesus Christ,
amen,
and all that he went through on this particular day that we celebrate, you know, as we all reflect, that God would give us more vision, more insight.
Yes.
You know, as to what this really have to do with us today. You know, we all have a cross to carry. And the message today is that for myself is that, and what you spoke on today is that to carry my cross, Dr. Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah, to carry my cross.
That's it.
And to bear the burdens. And to bear the burdens of those that have to carry this, as I'm going to need them to help me carry mine when the first will be last and the last will be first. You know, so I just want to say thank you for a wonderful word. I receive it in the name of Jesus. And my special prayer request, man, is for the less fortunate, the least, the lost, the last, and the lowest. Thank you, Dr. Hunt.
Thank you. Amen. Anybody else? Praise the living God. Anybody else? Anybody else to praise the living God? Amen. But I just want to say once again to all the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the prophets, to the evangelists, to all who are on the line with us in prayer time. My prayer is most of all, Father, that you keep us united in love, not in hate, but that you unite us in love. Because love, it takes in a many, many tropic trauma, unlikely things that are happening. Father, and we just, that's my request right now, Father. But most of all, you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to do your will, not our will, but your will. Because we don't want to use the I, it is your will through Jesus Christ. And because you sent Jesus Christ to me, Father, I thank you. Hey, that's my prayer. It was long, but that's my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, we worship you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most high praise, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, we're on today, God. Thank you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, God. Oh, God, thank you, Heavenly Father, God. We worship you, Father.
We worship you, and we praise you, we love you, and we adore you.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, God, we worship you. Oh, God, our worship confused the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Bless you.
We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. There's no God like you. You just the same. You look through everything. We know it's you, not us. We know it's you, not us. We know it's you. We know it's you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus, you so much. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you, Father.
Yes.
I love you, Father. I love you so much, Father. I love you. I love you so much. What you've done for me in these seven, three score, 10 years, what you've done for me. I pray you give me the rest of it, Father, that I do your word, not my will, but your word. That I can tell the generation to generation, that I can let those who love the Lord, they can see it, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God speaks to me today. He said, lift up those pastors. They need to know that God is on their side. He said, lift them up. He said, let the people who shout to him. He said, lead the people to them. And don't let them be big-headed, low-minded. He said, lead them. Let them lead to them. We lead them to them, Father. Lead them to them. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon this prayer. I breathe. Somebody's got the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you.
Yes, Lord.
It's so good, Lord. It's so good, Father.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Have your way, Lord.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Now go.
Have your way, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. And one thing the Holy Spirit, as I was in my teaching, he reminded me to tell everybody, we say 3 full days. It says on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But I'm going to tell you, that burial, death and resurrection was according to the Jewish time. When we take the Jewish calendar and look at the time, Jesus died, it was 3 days. It was of every day. Jesus said the first day was night, and the next was night was a day. We take it, take it into consideration from the book of Genesis. I'm getting happy. And God, because he brought it to my attention, he says, Jesus, on the first day they crucified him. The second night they brought him down, it was dark. And the third one, on the third day, he rose. So it wasn't 24 hours, it was 12 hours. So I leave it for the calculation for those who love to do calculations, because I figured it out. But also, what he done it for all of us. He done it. God didn't have to do it, but he did it for us.
But he did it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And in the book of Revelation, we find these words. We were created for the pleasure, for to praise God, to love him, to worship him. We were created for that. Now, somebody said, when I get there, I'm going to do this. No, when the first thing I get there, when I want to just bow, and I know the brothers are going to study this in the Bible, there were different crowns that were given to all of us. We're going to take those crowns, we're going to throw them at his feet, because we're going to say, worthy art thou. Worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. I love this radio. I love this prayer line so much, Lord. I love it so much, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So many sincere hearts, Father. So many sincere hearts.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Sister Ruthie. When I was riding to the doctor's office, I would have to put on mute. But she called me back after it was over. And she said, I know you couldn't mention your name for the prayer request, but I want you to know we prayed for you. I said, Lord, that's love. That's L-O-V-E. That's love. Even call a man like me, a zero man like me in the world's idea. But because the love in the heart, we lifted you up in prayer. I praise God. I lift up in prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. And I told somebody these words because they're trying to take the money with the people with the city of Houston. But I declare and decree that everyone who's standing in the way shall be for the next 10 days. We're going to find God's hands is moving.
Yes.
Like that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Breaking the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Always. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. My God.
Thank you, God.
Nobody but God took a step of me and made me who I am. I want to thank him. I want to praise him. I want to love him. I want to adore him. I want to bow before his feet. I want to lift up his name above every name, because at his name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords. Even the snakes, even the lizards, even the monkeys, even the elephants, even the lions, everything that has a tongue, they're going to bow. We're going to bow. We're going to say his name because it's God's anointing that falls on this prayer line right now. It's God's anointing. It's God's anointing. It's God's anointing. I say fire. Fire.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
Shake over. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Mama.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, preaching make you feel good and teaching make you live good.
Yes.
You know, today we've been taught. We've been taught. You know what's
yes.
so amazing?
Yes.
Let me show you how the Spirit is so in line, man. And this is how I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord that's upon us. This morning, I read to my mother, and I started in John chapter 17, right where Dr. Hunter taught from. And the Holy Spirit was teaching me and to teach my mother the words in John chapter 17. And Dr. Hunter came back and reiterated the teachings from John chapter 17. And I'm sitting here, and Dr. Hunter knows because I'm in the same school, and I'm in the book of the Holy Spirit, and I'm doing my lesson 6, and I was reading, studying, answering some questions, and I'm gonna read this real quick, and it's gonna kind of show the line just where the Spirit of the Lord is. It say evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, when we're born again, we get the authority, but when we baptize in the Holy Spirit, then we receive power. Power. And that was a true demonstration of power just now, because it said, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When other tongues come forth, it is evidence that you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, and just now we were blessed for our line to be filled.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Feel. If we look at a cup and it's half full of water.
Take it in,
brother.
Some
might say the cup is half empty.
Half empty.
But if you look deep enough, you see it's half full.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Dr. Hunter, for leading us today.
Jesus.
And I want to thank everyone that participated in allowing the Holy Spirit to use you today. You know, this Good Friday all over, people celebrating it. Today is a day of celebration.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, this is not a day to walk around sad. This is a celebration.
Amen.
You know, I said yesterday I felt like we was having revival. I believe this was day 2 of revival.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful and so happy, man, to know that I'm a part, that God has allowed me to be a part of some true Holy Ghost-filled believers that don't mind worshiping Him anywhere, wherever you at, driving down the street in the car, in the grocery store. Charlene was leading the prayer line. Charlene introduced the prayer line. She was in Walmart this morning. You know, just doing it from wherever you're at.
Yes.
Don't make no difference.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have to go hide nowhere and whisper it. It's wherever I'm at.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it just sent chills through my body.
Yeah.
You know, to know that God truly reigns on us, y'all.
Yes. Oh my God. Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Ooh, is there anybody online right now that have anything that you want to share with us? Anybody else had anything that maybe God put on your heart? Because, again, we don't never want somebody to lead the line. I know there's quite a few people that joined in that we didn't even get an opportunity to ask you to introduce yourself. So if it's somebody online right now that just want us to know that you're online with us, please feel free to let us know at this time. Anybody online that want to be acknowledged that you're on with us? Amen.
I already told y'all I was online, so hey again. Amen.
Hey, baby, you sound strong. You sound strong. Mama was saying, I'm gonna start trying to wake Lauren up around 12:45 when I heard your voice strong like that. I said, oh, Lord, she is up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for her healing, God.
When I woke up this morning, I felt real weak. I had a really bad night. But now I feel revived.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for the process, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
My God.
Yes, Lord. It would be impossible to be around this kind of anointing and not feel something. It would be impossible.
That's
almost like going to the bar, Dr. Honey, and drinking and saying, I ain't going to feel nothing when I leave out. It's impossible.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah, it's impossible to be around the word of God that tells us that I would not return void, that I have, that there's power in my word. It's being possible to be around as much word in anointing and not feel something. Every day we come to this prayer line with a different desire, a different need, a different want, whatever it is. This is our fill up place. This is the place where if our cup is half full, this is the place to come get the rest of it, so that when you leave, you full. And that's why I always ask, is there anybody before we close out that have something?
Something.
Because we don't never want nobody to leave the presence where the spirit is and don't get your need met.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The God we is so good. And I want to just I want to let everybody know. May I, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what I want to let everybody know is, you know, I have Blog Talk Radios. I've already purchased another one. I'm in the process of doing another one. And I want you to know that some of the lines I'm having during the night and I'm having during the night and day, what I'm doing to the people who desire, not just want to be on the line, but desire to put the word out there. Because we go around the seven nations around the world. The word is put out there. And the more we put the word out there, and the more they know that somebody's praising God, it's not to be ashamed. It's to say, some folks say, I don't like to be on the radio line. Well, why you don't like to be on the prayer line? The prayer line, but a radio line, it's an invention that God has given to us to put his word out there. See, there are some people like me, I'm not able to go out there physically, but on the spiritual aspiration, I can reach you on this level right now. I can reach you. And I can go on the backside and talk to you. We don't have to embarrass you. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather for you to embarrass me now than the way to get there when I'm going to be embarrassed. You can't come in. You ain't got the right suit on. Oh, I love that's a new message. Mm-hmm. Put the right suit on. Put the right. It's got to be dipped in the blood.
Yes.
It's got to be dipped in the blood.
Yes.
And see, as I say, I love what God is doing through me. My prayer. And see, I'm not able to go to church, but through this prayer line. Yes. It blesses me. I put it every day that I can be on because it blesses me. I give me some time, some grits, some cornbread, some biscuits, some ham. No, I can't eat ham. Some fish. And I get just dang me some water, the living water. And I want to thank y'all. That's what it's about me. I don't mind. I'm gonna do all I can to make it better. And I want everybody to keep remembering, we're still looking at the Toyota Center. And the devil said, it's not going to happen. You don't know what God is, you don't know what God's doing. You don't know what God's doing. God is doing it. Somebody, God's going to give what we need to have that program. That's too many. No, it's not. Jesus went out there. It made the year. I didn't give the knee. I said, we're going to be at the Toyota. We're going to be there. It's going to be people, going to be ministers.
Yes.
We're still ready to speak.
Yes.
God
yes.
is the one who's hidden behind the scene, who has a word, ain't playing with God. They love God. They ain't got time to play with somebody. Your soul is so important.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you all. Let's. Anybody else?
Too, Dr. Hunter.
Amen. Got anything else? You know, today is the day that we just love God and we praise Him. We love Him. We adore Him.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you too.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey,
we got quite a few, you know, and it's shifting. But before we shift gears. Nobody else had anything that they needed to share with us before we move on, because we don't want nobody to leave this line, leave this presence where the Spirit is resting upon, and not get what you needed. So is there anybody before we shift gears?
Amen.
Amen. Just wanted to make sure everybody was good. We got quite a few ways that God is moving us forward. Just real brief, what Dr. Hunter was speaking on, because it's very important, because there are so many people that would love to get the word, but they're unable to move from the home because of some physical conditions. Sometimes it's transportation issues. You know, it could be a whole lot of different reasons why. So I can see God moving us forward. Pastor Jones is in Louisiana, and I'm going to get with him and see for sure if we still planning to start Monday. This Monday, he's supposed to launch what he has going on in Louisiana, and he's going to use the prayer line. So, and that's going to be at 3 o'clock p.m. So we'll be able to join back in at 3 o'clock p.m. on the same line. Pastor Z and I spoke. She's getting something together, and I'm believing that that's going to be 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. So we'll have 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning as well. And what Dr. Honey is talking about, we'll also be able to join in with Dr. Hunter on what he has going on. You know, so I can see how God is using us and building us to go inside of the homes instead of having the homes come to us. It's very important that we be in prayer for this, because now it's time for us to do some things for others that, you know, they used to could do it for themselves.
Yeah.
But I believe that God is getting ready to use us in a way that we'll be able to be online more. 12 o'clock is our 12 o'clock hour power prayer. But I can see now the vision, because God has given us a line full of leaders. We all are leaders. And a leader is someone that if your actions inspire others to learn more, do more, dream more, and become more, you're qualified as a leader. So I can see how now God is going to use us to build teams, to build teams, to build teams, you know, and that's why it says one body, but it's many parts. And if we all play our position, and if we all do what God has called us to do, we can reach more and more and more. And more and more, because that's the mission. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in. There's some things that I've been working on that hadn't had an opportunity to really talk about, but since Dr. Hunter jump started it and went there, just wanted to continue and piggyback on what Dr. Hunter was sharing, how important it is that we do this. So, Dr. Hunter, thank you very much. Let us know your dates and your times and when you're going to be launching that and doing some of that. I know you're already doing some of them now.
May I say something now? Okay.
Go ahead.
Anybody got that phone, they can put it on. You can do a conference. We on now the phone number right now. We've been on the line ever since. The number is 347-8.
Okay.
508-955. We're talking a prayer line, but you can hear yourself going around the world. 347-850-8955. And I will talk with you about
the times, Dr. Hunter.
Okay, well I'm on Mondays, Wednesday, Friday. I'm on at night and the evening, Monday, Tuesday, and I will give you the specific. I will come to you, Brother Greg. I will come to Pastor Greg, and I will give you the definite times that we can touch and agree on together. Something I want to be done between men and women that we can all touch and agree. Because the time is the time that God has given us. Now, I know I have a program on every Friday. It's called Can We Talk? It's on right now. But I wanted to know, I'm going to make for sure that one of those programs is going to be dedicated to nothing but the prayer line we have at 12 o'clock. One of those radio stations, that's going to be my wheel.
So let me ask you a question, Dr. Hunter. Your Friday show, are you hosting it today?
Yes, we're on Friday show today. Yeah, we on that now, I'm telling you. We on that.
Okay.
Call the number, 347-850-8955, and you're going to hear us. We on the yes. Amen.
Okay, amen. So if anybody is able to, then we can support Can We Talk. And what we're gonna do now, if nobody else don't have anything, we're gonna go ahead on the close out and if anybody can join, we're gonna jump on Can We Talk now. Not to him who is able to keep us from failing and falling. Let his love rest, rule and abide in our hearts and in our thoughts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Everybody be blessed. Love y'all.
Love
see
you.
On, see you on
y'all.
Can We Talk, Dr.
Too.
Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Go in peace.
Praise the living God.
God bless you. Y'all have a blessed day. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Amen. Well, one of the things I do on this radio program is that we come to a place where we can trust and believe what God is doing, and we just thank God for everything he's done for us and through us. Moreover, God is so good until his mercy endured forever. One of the things I come to find out is, like I say, going to this, to Can We Talk? Can We Talk? In other words, I'm saying to anybody that's listening, if it's something you want to talk about in the world we live in right now, anything you want to talk about, the lines are open, this phone line is open, and I want you to know one thing. The God we serve is an awesome God. There's no God like him. He's the only true and living God. One thing that we come to know, and we thank God for everything he's doing, what God is doing for us and by us and around us. The more we say, yes, Lord, the more we say, yes, Lord, the more God comes to us and says, because I love you. You know, anybody out there that's listening to us right now, and I want you to know one thing, he's an awesome God. See, right now, I know at 2 o'clock we're supposed to have a lady named Reverend Brenda Lipscomb and Kathy Coleman supposed to be on. But if anybody want to come on and just test to see what I'm saying to be truthful, you can dial the number 347-850-8955. And I want you to know one thing. I ain't ashamed about it. Amen. Amen. And you know one thing I found about God? He's so merciful. He is so merciful. And, I see we're on the line, nobody's on there, but I know it's going to be an outreach more than anything else in the world. What God is doing for us right now, he's bringing us to a place called there. And what God can do, he can do it. He can do it right now. God can. What he's doing for me.
No.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if anybody coming on now. But yeah, but if you can come talk to me.